Oh, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Iraq veteran, Democrat, running for the Senate in the great state of Ohio, Paul Hackett.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice to be here.
Well, you're actually qualified to talk about Iraq since you've been there for more than a few hours, and the president has not. So this is a very special treat for me. You represent two things the president has no use for, veterans and Democrats.
So, I've been told that before.
Yeah, this is very cool. So here's the Iraq War coming back to haunt George Bush in more ways than one. Yay! And there are 56 veterans running this year for local, you know, for state office and federal offices, veterans as Democrats. Wow. What do you think that's about, Paul?
I think it's pretty amazing. I think it's fantastic. Yeah, the common theme there is service. And I think most of the vets, they know something about service.
Well, how long before the Republicans desperately dig up an Iraq veteran that they can run in their party?
Oh, I think there's already at least one that I know of.
There's one.
Yes. Good Marine from Texas. So,
oh, I'm surprised. Happen. Texas. Okay. Listen, I just have to have the pleasure of listening to this little bit of the woman who squeaked by in the last race that you were in.
Squeak. Wow. What an appropriate description.
Yeah, well, because she's a rat woman. I'll just say that you didn't. I said that. He didn't. But and then I want to talk to you about what the senator you are running against, Mike DeWine, had to say yesterday about the spying craziness that's going on. But first, I thought that maybe we should refresh everybody's memory, because Paul Hackett did run for Congress in the last congressional midterm election. Actually, it was during the presidential election.
Special.
Yeah.
Special.
Oh, that's right. It was
special.
A special. That's
right.
You had a special in the summer. And this woman ran, I think her biggest accomplishment was school board or something like this.
Township trustee.
Township trustee.
Oh, well, I guess
ran around, ran against an Iraq veteran, smeared him, said disgusting things about him. Finally, what was the percentage she won by?
52-48.
Yeah, that was a big. Well, she had some political capital to spend, baby, and she spent all that political capital in one day on the House floor. And I just thought perhaps we could listen to it together. This is the woman who beat Iraq veteran Paul Hackett.
Is this where I take my headset off?
And if you must, I really wouldn't blame. I am not going to blame you. But this is Ms. Jean Schmidt representing Ohio.
Thank you. Yesterday, I stood at Arlington National Cemetery attending the funeral of a young Marine in my district. He believed in what we are doing is the right thing and had the courage to lay his life on the line to do it. A few minutes ago, I received a call from Colonel Danny Bopp, Ohio representative from the 88th District in the House of Representatives. He asked me to send Congress a message, stay the course.
What's the course,
He also
Jean?
Asked me to send Congressman Murtha a message.
No, he didn't.
That cowards cut and run, Marines never do. Danny and the rest of America and the world want the assurance from this body that we will see this through.
The House will be in order. 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 The House will be in order.
One more time.
The gentlelady will suspend, and the clerk will report her words.
She's lovely.
Oh, what a joy.
Congratulations to Ohio. She's lovely. What a lovely bride. Unbelievable. Now, if you're letting the president break the law, apparently, according to Jean, you're cutting and running. What is the plan, number one? Number two, in the days that followed that mess, Gene was proven to be a liar. Colonel Bupp denied that he ever sent that message.
I know, Danny.
And?
It does not surprise me that Gene would invoke Danny and misquote Danny. Danny's politics are not my politics, but we're both Marines. And there's an unspoken thing there that Danny's not going to say bad things about Colonel Murtha.
So little bunhead put words in a Marine colonel's mouth to trash a 37-year Marine, Jack Murtha, simply because Murtha had the audacity to say, redeploy the troops out.
Courage.
Yeah, courage, exactly. This is something that they have a hard time with, this whole courage and fortitude and have a plan, and, you know, that you only go to war when you've been attacked or when there's an imminent threat of attack. They have a problem with these things.
That's for sure.
Unbelievable. All right, so now you're running against Mike DeWine, the current seated senator, one of the two in Ohio.
Yes.
Now, I don't have the clip, but yesterday I watched these spying, FISA, law-breaking Gonzalez. I believe the president has the right to break the law whenever he wants, because if the president does it, it's not illegal. And Mike DeWine literally said this, and I wish I'll get it for you if you need it for any appearances or for your campaign. He said yesterday to Alberto Gonzalez, I swear with a straight face, and he was scared, but you could tell somebody was like, you know, Karl Rove was like, you know, giving him a wedgie while he was talking. And he literally told Gonzalez, I think the American people expect that the president will do whatever he has to do to protect the American people, even if it's outside the law. That's DeWine's position on this, and he's sticking to it. So on the one hand, he's admitting that the president broke the law. And on the other hand, he's saying most Americans want to be illegally wiretapped.
It's nuts.
So when do we swear you in? I mean,
you know, the scary thing about that is all Americans want to be protected. But we all expect our elected officials, which is what they are. They aren't appointed from deity. To follow the law.
But they're not.
Right.
They're not following the law.
Right, right. They aren't above the law. That's how the Constitution is written, as we all know, and that is no man or woman is above the law, even the President of the United States.
Well, the President of the United States.
He's not King George. He's President
George. Oh, he's mad enough to be King George. Unfortunately, this is the wrong country for that crap. But I was telling people before you came in that I heard a man on C-SPAN whose father had fought in World War II like mine, and he had fought in Vietnam, and he said that even if he had to die to protect the Constitution, and even if that meant that he died here in America because a terrorist attack occurred, that as long as the Constitution was preserved and freedom was protected for all Americans, his death would be that of a patriot, you know, that he would have died a patriot. And I'm thinking, that's exactly why we sent Paul Hackett over there. It's exactly why we send our kids over there. They believe they're going to protect our freedom. Why is it okay to send you without what you need, including the proper troop force, the proper plan, that whatever the best laid plans were when those contractors were brutally murdered and hung from the bridge in Fallujah, our whole battle plan changed because the president was going to just sack the whole plan for success of winning hearts and minds, et cetera, and so forth, to go and avenge contractors who wandered into Fallujah without telling the military to get kitchen equipment. I mean, that's when the war really got off track, and it's never been put on track since. But if we're sending you over there without the proper troops, with contractors interfering in the right battle plan, that really was a battle plan that said win hearts and minds, go in there, restore water, restore electricity, win hearts and minds. That could have worked. It really could have worked. As much as I was against this war, that could have worked. And there was a moment in time in Iraq when people waited. The Iraqi people waited to see what's our intention. You know, how are we going to bring security to them? How are we going to restore the water? How are we going to? And we were probably going to do that, or we might have thought that that's what the troops were sent to do. But the truth is, all bets were off. The president decided he was going to invade Fallujah. The general said, don't do it. This is bad. But the whole thing fell off the training wheels at that very moment in time. And so you were there without the proper troop force. You never got the body armor. I think, you know, when that one guy stood up and asked Rumsfeld, how come we have to go foraging through, you know, scrap metal and dumps to go find bulletproof glass? This media here at home, the free media, actually started saying he was planted. He wasn't a real soldier. Now, what in the hell kind of America is this?
Yeah, well, you know, the underlying failure of this administration from the very beginning of its invasion in Iraq was a failure to heed the sage advice of the top warfighters in the Pentagon, beginning with Shinseki, General Zinni, who was...
He even fired the Treasury Secretary because he had the nerve to say it's going to cost $200 billion. This year alone, he's going to ask for $240 billion off budget.
Right.
And we're $423 billion in debt.
Right.
This guy makes no sense for America.
Either listen to the military and let the military fight the war to win from the beginning as they had desired to, or at this point, after 3 years, $300 billion and over 2,230 lives, it's time to bring them home. I mean, you're either going to do the job right or quit expending our capital in all senses of the term.
Well, don't you agree that if the president admits that this war is over in Iraq, he's lost half of his ability to sell the people on wiretapping and invasions of privacy and being able to kick people out of the State of the Union who are, you know, actually exercising their freedom? You had a Republican Congress member's wife, Beverly Young, kicked out.
Right.
All she had on was a T-shirt that said support the troops, which obviously is anathema to the president. I mean, this has got to be like pure poison because he doesn't. I mean, his little guilty conscience must say support the troops. That's got to be a protest because I don't support the troops, you know. And it turned out to be Beverly Young, who spends her days as a congressman's wife, not getting her hair done, not going to the tea parties. She spends her days at Walter Reed with guys who have nobody in the world to come visit them. She gives $200 to the fiance of one guy because they're broke. She tries to get the veterans benefits so that they don't have to pay for their own meals when they're in the hospital. She's a Republican wife, but you know, and she was asked to leave. Cindy Sheehan, on the other hand, was arrested.
Right.
I mean, what kind of what is it? So.
Real simple. Guys like me, women like me in the sense of being service women fighting over there, are all veterans in America. We don't go and fight for our country to come back and be told we can't have our freedoms because the world's too dangerous. We fight for America's freedoms. We're willing to serve. We're willing to do that. And the notion that somehow or another the world's too dangerous and we have to give up our freedoms is preposterous because people were lining up to come to this country long before we were the military power that we are today, not for our military might, but because of our freedoms. So
I mean,
when we squander our freedoms, I'm on a roll.
Go for it.
when we squander our freedoms like this, it weakens us not only as a nation, but it weakens our presence throughout the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's a ridiculous notion to think that you could spread democracy, A, at the point of a gun, and B, by not practicing it at home. You know,
right,
it's true. Yeah. If we're supposed to be the world's role models for how democracy works, then we should model
lead
the behavior.
Example.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And the idea that the president is breaking the law, the idea that the president thinks he is the law.
But, Randy, let's stop and think about that notion, lead by example. I mean, why would we expect this administration to have any understanding of that basic military principle of leadership?
Right, that's what I said. You represent two things that this president has no use for, veterans and Democrats.
Oh, absolutely.
I have this sick feeling that, you know, I looked at the budget today. He's stealing the Treasury. Literally, the last bits that are available is going to the top 1%. He wants to make these tax cuts permanent. This represents...
Even though they were passed on the premise that they would be sunsetted, even though the fact of the matter is that if we allowed those tax tax giveaways, all of our dollars given away, if we would allow those to sunset, we would have a balanced budget today.
Yeah, I agree. Now, look what Bill Clinton was able to accomplish without tax cuts. You know, look what he was able to do. The economy expanded. Government got smaller. The military was strengthened because he shifted from a World War II sort of Cold War military to a more agile, more, you know, I mean, he was totally on to Osama bin Laden. And when he fired cruise missiles at Osama bin Laden because he thought he had intelligence that was good enough to go, people in the Republican Party literally screamed, no war for Monica.
Right.
I mean, how hypocritical can you get? But
right.
People don't remember that they even said that.
Well, even beyond that, those decisions were made based on the advice of the leaders in the Pentagon, which is a good thing.
You mean it wasn't decided by Donald Rumsfeld?
Or Paul Wolfowitz.
Or Pearl?
Right.
You mean like the head of the World Bank doesn't decide whether or not we win or lose this war or how many troops we're willing to lose? Wow, what a concept, Paul. You must be a Marine. Listen... you've got a primary. When is it?
I've got a primary, May 2nd. To all your listeners, help me out. Go to my website, hackitforohio.com. Help
Hackett.
A brother out.
Yes, please help him out. He has a primary, which means he's running against another Democrat. No offense, Sherrod Brown, but this guy right, is unbelievable. He's the right man in the right time in American history, and the right job has come open, Senator DeWine's seat. So... there'll be another day for you, Mr. Brown. Paul Hackett for Senate, hackittforohio.com.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you. Ever since he's thrown his hat in the ring, 56 veterans running for offices across these United States as Democrats.
It's about service, commitment, and leadership. We'll help out.
Well, the Senate is a tour of duty, my friend.
Yeah, I can tell already.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much.
Good to see you. 49
and the bad thing about the Senate is we don't get hazardous duty pay.
You should. You have to sit there with Arlen Specter and Orrin Hatch. All right, 49 after.
This is the Randy Rhoads Show.
Talk to Randy live. 866-303-2270. This is Air America Radio.